you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Dr. Angela Cortal, and you can find her at the Heart Spring Health in Portland, Oregon, and also in Salem, Oregon. She specializes in naturopathic medicine. And Dr. Cortal, for those out there who maybe heard the term naturopathic medicine but aren't quite sure what it is, could you just kind of explain to us in layman's terms what it means to be a naturopathic provider?
Sure. Well, I practice in Oregon, as you mentioned, and here in Oregon, we are licensed as primary care physicians. So I can really do anything that what you might say of your general doctor, family doctor, primary care doctor. I order labs and do exams and really anything of that basic nature that patients might need. But also with my naturopathic training, we have years of experience in nutritional work and using natural medicines where patients may be unhappy with their medication options or wanting to prevent or not use medications generally. So we kind of, I guess, have a foot in both worlds and
right.
the natural alternative medicine, but then also your more standard medical treatments as well.
So that brings up an interesting point. Now, Dr. Cortal, if appropriate, would you still prescribe one of your patients' medication?
Yes. And in Oregon, we have the full what's called scope of prescribing, where that is really any of your general medicines that, again, someone might be recommended by their primary care physician of any stripes.
Now, I mean, in your current practice, have you ever had a situation where you went to go maybe prescribe some medication and your patient would have preferred the more natural route?
I definitely think that that is a big question that I really have the time in my schedule. I have more lengthier appointments than what patients might be used to in
right.
other professions, and so we can talk about those concerns. And if I really think that a natural intervention or dietary intervention would be better than the medicine, particularly if they have concerns about side effects of the medicine, then we can talk about that thoroughly. And if I do think that a medication is a more efficient route, then I will just let my patients know what my thinking is on that topic.
And in your extensive experience in this field, I mean, could these issues normally be dealt with in a natural way? Do people need medication?
Very often it's most efficient to be building up someone's health from what I think of as like the grounds up, from their foundations
right.
of health. So that if someone is eating really poorly, has an extremely sedentary job and doesn't move, and has a very high stress work or profession, then those are going to be impediments to both natural health and medication. So part
right.
of my work with patients is really to get down deep to what those interfering factors are with their health, and then we go from there, whether that's herbs or whether that might be a medication or whether that might be some laboratory or imaging testing, then we have to build a good foundation first.
And Dr. Cortal, what was it about the naturopathic route that kind of drew you into it? What made you want to take this route as opposed to the more conventional way of doing things?
Well, I know a lot of my colleagues come to this field from their own chronic illness or that of a family member or loved one, and through, I guess you could say, dissatisfaction with standard medicine, found this field kind of unintentionally, and I was in a much more academic and a laboratory bench science
right.
Training previously, and I just jumped into it because it made a lot of sense. I'm kind of a common sense person, and it made sense to look at everything that you have at your disposal, all the options, and say, do we really, you know, can we use some nutritional intervention or a supplement, herb, mineral, vitamin, or medication, but being able to have, I guess, a more complete toolbox.
That's fantastic. Now, Dr. Angela Cortal, before I let you go, two questions for you. One, where can people sort of find you? And two, where can people find your practice, a little more information on your practice? Do you have a website or any sort of social media presence where people can kind of find out a little bit more information?
Yes, and the main area that where it has all the information is my website, and that is rosecityhealth.com. And there anyone can find information on my two practice locations in Portland and in Salem, Oregon.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Angela Cortell, thank you so much for coming on and delving deep into what it is exactly that you do for a living. And, of course, talking about naturopathic medicine, which is only getting bigger and bigger as people tend to look for more unconventional ways of dealing with chronic pain and things like that. I think it's wonderful what you're doing down there in Oregon. And again, I thank you so much for coming on and wish you the very best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.